Blog Talk Radio.
A very geeky show. The kind you listen to with mother. Social geek.
Geek Radio listeners, and yes, you've tuned in to our 200th episode. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Stagecoach, Texas.
And Jack Munson coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois. Happy 200th episode, Deb. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Pretty cool
Wow. Stuff.
I tell you, who would have figured, you know, 4 years ago that we'd still be airing Wednesday nights at about the same time, same channel. But it's
right.
Been fun. We've had so many great guests over the years that it's impossible to mention everybody and everything that we've talked about.
Yeah, I have 4 years. I mean, that's about 3 years longer than any sitcom on NBC. So I think that's a pretty big accomplishment. I did a little research, Deb. I wanted to share a few things with you about episode number one, which aired about 4 years ago, and I had a chance to listen to it during our replay last week. And you will be surprised to learn a few things. When episode one of Social Geek Radio aired, there were 120 million users of Facebook, which is about 10% of what there is today. The number two social media network when episode number one aired was MySpace with 60 million users. And way back during episode number one of Social Geek Radio, Twitter had a mere 24 million users, and it's amazing to look at those numbers. And 4 years ago, we thought, "Wow, this has really taken off," and now it's a fraction of what's out there now. Also, the big hot item when Social Geek Radio first aired, the iPhone 3.
That's funny. Now, you know that Pinterest wasn't around then and Google Plus, so that's
because
I remember those invites and getting real excited. It's like, I got an invite. I can join those social platforms. That's funny.
Right.
I hadn't thought about those.
So 200 episodes from now, we'll be talking about, you know, back in 2014, Elo was just getting going.
Yeah, I have to go back and look at that.
Doubtful. But I loved listening to your first episode last week with you and original co-host BJ Emerson. And, you know, you both said something in that episode that really resonated with me, and I hope it's still true today. You were talking about the goal of Social Geek Radio is to provide some value to the listeners.
Yep.
And have
yeah.
some good conversation. So I think it's been a pretty successful run when we look at it from that point.
Yes, sir. It's all about having fun, seeing what we can share within our industry. Of course, you know, most of what we do is within franchising, but certainly we've had a lot of listeners from outside the franchise sector, which has been great and wonderful guests. And before we go any further, we've got to let our guest out of the green room tonight because he is somebody pretty special in the social space. Robert Caruso, founder and CEO of Social Resolve and Bundle Post, and where do we start with all his accomplishments in Twitter and the world's top 40, one of the top 40 social marketing talent?
I guess we'll start by saying hello. Hello, Robert.
I was just trying to figure out who you guys are talking about.
All
Thanks,
the way
guys, for having me. I appreciate it. It's great to be here.
Well, it's fun. I mean, you really, we said it and we were teasing just a little bit when we first joined the call before we went live, is that, you know, we really feel like we have a celebrity and a superstar on the line with us tonight. Yeah.
No, I'm as real as they come, and anybody that has spent any time with me on the phone or in social or whatever knows, man, I'm just a real guy. I just have a passion for social media and digital marketing and content marketing and all of that. So, you know, that passion has, you know, grown to what it is today. But I'm still, I'm just a real guy. What you see is what you get, flaws and everything.
Tell us a little bit about where that passion started, Robert. Where did social media really catch on for you? What was the hook?
Well, it's my story's kind of different because unlike most people that got into social media around MySpace and Facebook and Twitter and so on, for me it started way before that in what I believe would be Facebook today had they known what or been able to see the future, and that's classmates.com. Why it was so important to me and why I was so involved in it early was because I never went to the same school 2 years in a row growing up as a kid. So you make all of these relationships, you know, even as far back as, you know, first grade, second grade, et cetera. But, and then you move or you go from public school to private school or whatever the situations happen to be at the time. And those connections were lost. And so for me, it was a really important thing to make some of those connections again. And that's what got me started.
Wow. Huh. So were you military by any chance? Your family?
No. It's just one of those things that just happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I totally forgot about classmates.com.
That's what started it, in my opinion.
Wow.
I bet it.
So I've forgotten about them, too.
Classmates.com.
And what year was that, Robert? Was that, you want to say, like 2004, 2005? When did that really
happen? Oh, no, it was well before that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. I think it was more 02. It's kind of when I think they got 01, 02 is when it got started, when it became, you know, very, very entrenched. Yeah, I would say more a little bit later, but sometime around there anyway.
Well, let's jump ahead a dozen years or so and tell us about what you're doing now with Social Resolve and Bundle Post. Tell us about those organizations.
Sure. So Social Resolve is our company. Bundled Post is our product. And we have a kind of a unique story in the industry as it relates to tools in that we used to be a social media agency and we had no intent or desire to become a software company in the social space. We were a social media agency. And as we continue to grow and scale and had clients around the world that we did work for, it was really apparent that we all knew that social media was very time and human intensive, but what I was struggling to quantify is where was all the time being spent based on our requirements of how social needed to be done to be effective for clients. And as I researched that, what I discovered horrified me. We literally spent 80% of our time searching, finding, editing, scheduling, hashtagging, and posting relevant, valuable, curated content, as well as marketing messages for our clients. We spent 20% of our time eating, sleeping, and driving ROI for those clients in the form of engagement, conversations, relationship building, etc. So something needed to be done different. And this is now my 8th patent on internet technology. So I've kind of done some of this tech stuff before, so I decided we would create a tool for us that gave us a huge advantage and see if we couldn't flip this paradigm internally. And what happened was very quickly, once we deployed the rudimentary tool that has now become Bundle Post, a very comprehensive tool, we just saw a massive difference. we spent 80% less time on those back office functions. We were hugely consistent with hashtagging and posting and so on. But what amazed us was two things. The results that we got for clients went way up, and we could handle 80% more clients with the same staff we had. So it was apparent that this was something everyone needed, and we spent about a good 18 months turning it into a product. And about a year and a half ago, we really launched our full, you know, go-to-market version of BundlePost, and have continued to improve it from there. So there's the story behind it.
Wow. And from there, it turned into, this is not just a great tool for our team to be more efficient and be able to do a great deal more work, but it turned into something that that you brought others in and they could access the tool then as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're solely a software company now. So.
Oh wow! So you've totally moved out of the old model then.
Yeah, we're no longer an agency. We don't do social media marketing for clients. We're solely a software company, and our product is BundlePost. And so we have thousands of subscribers around the world, and we are growing just like crazy at the moment, and just making a huge impact in really three areas with social media marketing: efficiency, effectiveness, and profitability. And those are that's the core for anyone doing social media marketing. You know, results matter. And if you're going to get results, you have to be consistent. You have to be selfless in what you share, relevant, interesting content for your client's audience. And then you also have to be consistent with hashtagging and all of that so that your community grows and your engagement grows. And then finally, you have to remember to share your stuff, your legacy content, your landing pages, your homepage, the stuff about you that, frankly, there's two types of people, those that share that at an appropriate level and those that's all they share is about themselves. And we know that, you know, if that's what your focus is only sharing about you, you're not going to get results in social media unless you're Starbucks.
Right. Right, or maybe Apple. Oh, yeah, but they don't need to do that.
Right.
No, that's absolutely well said. That's
thank you.
That's so lost on so many brands that unfortunately think everyone cares as much about their marketing messages as everyone who's already on the payroll cares about those marketing messages.
That's it. And I tell people all the time that, you know, don't follow what big brands do in their social media marketing, because here's the fact. The fact is they don't do it right, and they don't have to do it right. They've spent billions of dollars on branding and marketing before social media was a thing. So they don't have to do it right, and they're not going to do it right. So don't try and emulate big brands, because it's going to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Tell us a little bit about your view on the social agency world right now. Now that you're not a social agency, what do you see happening there? Are more people going that direction, or is the pendulum swinging back to more people doing stuff in-house? What do you see happening?
Well, I think that's a huge question to ask. Let me see if I can sum it up in a concise way. I think the SMB, social media agency, is going to become more and more important as time goes on. You know, here's the thing. I don't know the first thing about making rockets or making widgets or selling pizza in a restaurant. And if you have a business that you know those things, the last thing you should be doing is spending time trying to understand something that's really complex, just like what you do for a living. So most SMBs, in my opinion, should focus on the things they know, and they should hire professionals that can achieve results understand how to do it right, and let them focus on their core competency in their business. So there's a short answer, but there's obviously a lot more to that.
And I have a question for the two of you. Years ago, Jack, I know we've had this conversation, we'd have PR firms that decided they were going to take on the social media. Are we still seeing that today, to where traditional PR agencies are calling themselves social media managers as well?
Yeah, yes, the answer is yes, and it's increasing. And the problem is that most of those firms, I won't say all because that's not the case, but many, let's say many of those PR firms that are dealing with the non-Fortune 500s, but, you know, medium to larger size corporations, they're often in a position of relationship where they're either asked to do it, or they're attempting to drive additional revenue and expand their business offering to their clients in this new way. The problem is this, that two of the worst agency type organizations for executing social media marketing is the old ad agency folks or the PR firm. And I think the PR firm would, and again, I'm not saying all, but I'm saying many. You know, their whole job is spin. Their whole job is brand messaging. And that's like the last or smallest or tiniest real component of social media marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're perpetuating the problem of brands making social media about themselves rather than social media for a corporation or a brand or a company or an individual marketer. Social media is about your audience, not you.
Right. You're absolutely right. You know, so many public relations professionals are gauging the success on how many mentions did we get into that interview. You know, that kind of mentality from 15 years ago just doesn't fly.
That's right.
I think there's a couple of other issues there too, Deb, that have been sort of a challenge for some of those larger agencies. One is they spent so much time avoiding social media, you know, for the first 5 years, and now suddenly they're kind of late in the game and trying to get into it and say, oh yeah, we do social media too. But I think the bigger problem is when it comes to paid advertising in social media. There are still so many agencies that as soon as we say something to them about boosting Facebook posts or page like ads or anything that's paid media related, you know, it's like talking to a caveman about fire. You know, they just they're like, "Wow, wait a second, that's advertising. We don't do advertising." And unfortunately, it's not a this or that situation anymore. You've got to have some component of paid social in there too. So that's what I see happening with it too. Any other thoughts on the paid side of it, Robert? Is that something that you see more of these agencies getting into, or is that something they're struggling with now, or where do you see that that happening right now?
Yeah, certainly any of the agencies that I have relationships with that use our technology, or I've mentored or taught them this business. From an agency perspective, certainly they understand this is a pay-to-play world, specifically on Facebook, and it's a requirement now. I mean, it just is. Now, my deeper views on the pay-to-play model related to Facebook is I don't believe it's sustainable, and I believe there's a crash and burn that's ultimately going to occur. Who's to say when, or frankly, even if that occurs? But at the end of the day, if you have users, who is your product, liking pages, because, excuse me, I apologize. because they want the content from those pages, but they're unable to see that content in their news feeds. That's a problem. And then on the other side, if you have companies, brands of all sizes, that have spent an enormous amount of time and resources to grow these communities and now have to pay even to reach the communities they've had to pay to grow and so on, you just have a model that long-term isn't sustainable, and it's going to cause havoc, in my opinion.
And do you see the havoc coming when clients and brands start realizing that to reach the same number of people in their community, they're going to have to pay double or triple or even more than that of what they're paying today?
Well, let's talk about the SMB that's doing it themselves. Most aren't doing pay-to-play, so what they're doing is going to other platforms, okay? So the second that starts occurring, now they're spending less time as a user on the platform. Now you have less people that you can display the people that are paying to play to, ads to, and it just, that ball just starts rolling downhill and collecting and collecting. And I think most people that are smart in this industry are spending more time, more quality time on other platforms and achieving more organic results. Then the, you know, there's niches that, you know, pay-to-play makes sense on Facebook or just like it does on pay-per-click or what have you. But at the end of the day, yeah, I think it's a snowball that's growing and going downhill. And the problem is it's going down the wrong hill, the wrong way.
Right, right. Very good. This is Social Geek Radio, the 200th episode, and our guest tonight is Robert Caruso. Let's talk a little bit about those other platforms, Robert.
Sure.
I know it's very target demographic defined as far as you know who your customers are and who you're trying to reach, but what other platforms outside of Facebook and also Twitter, I'm sure, what other platforms are you seeing a lot of success with for some of your clients these days?
Well, we don't have social media clients. We have our own social media that we do for our brand, and we have, you know, tens of thousands of, you know, connections and users of our software and so on.
Sure.
And
let's put it that way. The users of your software, are they connecting, are they having more and more success on Instagram and other places like that?
Yeah. So I think there's really, outside of Facebook, there's really three that you have to have attention on and is imperative to achieving real results. First is Twitter. Second is Instagram. And third is LinkedIn. They're all different, but they're all extremely important. And I think the biggest mistake that most brands make, or one of the big mistakes that most brands make, is they don't properly leverage their personal accounts on all platforms for the brand. And it's just imperative, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of these different accounts and different personas and people and brand accounts across the social graph all need to work together in unison to be the most effective. And that is missing a lot in social media marketing today.
Very good.
You know, Jack, we only have we're down to about 6 minutes. I'm watching the clock on the dashboard, but we've got to ask Robert about what's coming up in his future. We're talking about individuals. You've got a book you're working on.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about that, and when am I going to be able to buy it?
Well, I think it's going to be somewhere around 4 to 5 months or so. We've signed a deal for publishing, and so we're taking a lot of content that I've taught social media, hundreds of social media agency folks, one-on-one as well as in some group meeting stuff that I've done, and we think we can reach. We don't think this is necessarily a big money-making thing, and I have no interest in becoming a celebrity. For me, it's really about changing the message of this industry. And so we think we can reach far more people by getting a paper as well as ebook put together on how to run a social media agency profitably. Here's all the mistakes we made. Here's the things we did different once making those mistakes. Here's the mistakes I know you're making now, and here's how to do it differently, because we've been there. So that's what's coming, you know, somewhere around 4 to 5 months or so. There's some 22 hours of recorded training stuff that I've done on this. So, you know, boiling that down and getting it all transcribed and organized and into a something that's comprehensible in a book is what's being done now. So we've got about, I think, 4 chapters transcribed and somewhat organized. And so we think we're going to be somewhere around 9 or so, about 30,000 words.
Wow. Awesome.
Great. Any other big projects or any new releases or anything fun and exciting with Bundle Post coming up in the next few months?
Oh, yeah. A lot, and none of it I can talk about openly, publicly. So
what you share on Social Geek Radio won't go anywhere else.
We won't tell anybody, Robert. Come on.
Yeah, whatever. Here's what I will do, though. I'm working on a blog post about 2015 and what the landscape looks like online and some things I foresee coming. And this is just one man's view, but I'm happy to share, you know, some generalities related to that. I think 2015, we're going to see the rise of some very, very disruptive technologies in the social, content marketing, and search spaces. So across the digital marketing divide, if you will, there's going to be a lot of disruptive technologies that are really going to change the status quo, level the playing field between, you know, the blogger and the Mashable and the digital marketer or content marketer or inbound marketer and Huffington Post and the pay-per-click and SEO models and all of those things. I just think there is going to be just a major paradigm shift online related to digital marketing. And I kind of lumped a lot of things in there from social media, content, search, and inbound marketing combined. There's going to be a lot of disruption. We are going to be spearheading some of that disruption with stuff that we are working on for next year. But, yeah, there's my...
Excellent. And where can we find that blog when you're ready to publish it?
You can go to our website, bundlepost.com, and click on the blog. And our team publishes about 2 blog posts a week. And
great.
It's never fluff. It's, you know, what we do and have done and all of that.
Excellent. Okay. So bundlepost.com.
Why don't you give
website.
Us
any other place we should direct people to get more information? You're on Twitter or anywhere else?
Sure. You can connect with me personally on Twitter. I'm Fondalo, Fondalo on Twitter, or you can just search Robert M. Caruso on Twitter. And then our Twitter Bundle Post account is @BundlePost, so that's easy. Our director of customer support, everybody loves, Julia Hull, including us. We love her too. She's great. You can catch her on Twitter as well @PerfectJulia, and she literally is perfect with helping you with Bundle Post.
Excellent.
I have to follow her.
All
very good.
Out. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you inviting me to join. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's been a blast. Thank you. And we will we'll follow you on Twitter, as we do, and we'll connect there. But good night, everybody. We're going to have to shut down, or Blog Talk Radio is just going to turn us off. So have a good evening. And Jack Munson, I will talk to you soon.
Excellent. Good night, everybody.
Thanks again, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh.
Social Hits.